Good evening, everybody. It is, we are calling to order the meeting of the Pacifica National Audit Committee, January 21st, 2019. This is the open session. And it is 8:35. So our secretary is not here. So I can call the roll. Unless somebody else, would somebody else like to volunteer to be secretary tonight?
I'll do it. Carol.
Is that Carol?
Yeah.
Okay. Carol, do you have the list or do you want me to call roll anyway?
I think I have the list. Okay. So, Adriana Casanave. I do not hear you. Adriana Casanave. Adrian LaViolette.
Here, thanks.
Okay. I'm here. Serene Roberts. Serene Roberts. Don't hear you. Eileen Rossen.
Rossen, thank you. I'm here.
Okay. Elaine Duncan. Elaine Duncan, I do not hear you. Jamie Gomez. James Saugerton. Is that
here.
How you say it? Is that how you say your name?
Saugerton. Thank
Saugerton.
You. Saugerton. Saugerton, I'm here.
Great, thank you. Julie Hewitt.
I'm here.
Okay. Ken Laufer.
Here.
Okay. Maskila Washington.
Here.
Maskila's here. Polina Vasilev. Did I say that right? Polina? Did you say you're there?
Close enough. She said she wouldn't be able to make it tonight.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Polina, but she was on. She was on a minute ago. Let's see. Is she still here? Polina's here.
Okay.
Must be on mute.
Okay. You're on mute, Polina. Okay.
Yes, I'm so sorry. I'm on mute, yeah. I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Maxie Jackson. I think he said he was traveling.
Yeah, he's going to the MEDA conference.
Right.
And this is Jeremy Gomez. I just joined you.
Oh, great. Thank you. Okay. Juandran Decemes. Is that how I say Juandran's last name? Okay. Not here. Okay. Scott and George are coming at 9 or something. Is that right?
I don't know if George is coming. Scott and his colleague from the audit firm, Sandeep.
Okay. All right. I've got the roll, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people present. So I
this
believe
is Grace. I'm on too.
Oh, Grace. I left off Grace. Dear me. Thank you, Grace. Sorry. Okay. We have 9 people.
My count is 11.
You're kidding. 1, 2.
Jamie, Polina, Maskila, Ken Laufer.
I get 9.
Oh, wait. 1, 2. Well, if you have 11, I'll take that and I'll look back and read my scrawl.
4,
we've got
5,
quorum in any case.
Yeah, we've got 10, actually.
Okay.
11. Grace, Adrienne, LaViolette, Carol, Travis, Eileen Rosen, Elaine Duncan, James Saugerton, Julie Hewitt, Ken Laufer, Maskila Washington, Polina,
and Jamie Gomez.
Elaine is not on the call.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Polina.
Grace. Grace, Elaine is not on the call.
Oh, Elaine Duncan is not? I'm sorry.
Okay.
She said she could be. She might turn up. Okay,
anyway,
we've got quorum underway.
Right.
So we forward. And selection of timekeepers, would anybody volunteer to keep an eye on the time? Somebody.
This is Grace. I will if nobody else wants to.
Okay, great. Thank you, Grace. Got it. Okay. I will give a quick read to the agenda so we could approve it. So we've already been through the call to order. Our next point is updates on the audit, advances and roadblocks. Basically, we'll have a report from Scott Mitchell and Sandeep Pulidar from Rogers and Company. They'll be joining us at 9 o'clock, and we can also ask them questions and have any discussion that we need. After that, we'll have follow-up on items from the last meeting, which I noted in the agenda. I was to write up the discussion we had on the standing rule regarding absences. I was also to put together a list of audit committee meetings and the minutes we do or don't have, and a couple of other people had volunteered to follow up. And then the third point under there is whether Wondrin was contacted about putting together the PNB minutes for the auditors. And that's really it. After that, we've got action items and any other new business and selection of the next meeting date. And we'll adjourn to a close, to a closed meeting only if needed, as always. So that's the agenda. And we approve the agenda. Or are there any objections to approving the agenda? None heard. The agenda is approved. Okay. All right. Well, since we're moving along more quickly than I'd expected, we can move forward to what I had as point five, which is following up on items from the last meeting. I'm sorry to say that I have failed in what I said I would do on the first item, which was to write up our discussion on the standing rule about absences, but I will do that for the next time. So I'm very sorry about that. Then I did put together a list of the audit committee meetings and the minutes we do or don't have, and it was Carol and Grace who volunteered to follow up and help assemble those. And they have sent me some assorted minutes. We've got a list back in that Google folder that maybe we can look at again. Carol and Grace, are you still willing to work on that with me?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, good. Okay. Then I'm not sure who was going to do this, but somebody was going to contact Wondrin about putting together the PNB minutes for the audit. Do you know if anybody did that? I think I saw in one of these documents that got sent us and that I sent you early today was that maybe they have most of them. Let's see if I can find that. Kind of. Give me a second. I was just looking at it a few minutes ago. So. Yes. Apparently, he received the PNB minutes from February of 2017 through August of 2018, back in November. I wonder if that's updated, but that would be really good for Grace and Carol to look at. Oh, no, wait, that's the PNB meetings. Never mind. Stepping back on that. He does mention in here that George back in November said he hadn't received minutes for the audit committee or the finance committee or local board. I think I sent him links to, or I sent him either all the minutes that I had or links to those Google folders. I don't remember, but I'll check. So we can see how that's going. I helped put together the finance committee minutes, too, because that was just when their chair had resigned, so I didn't know who was going to do it. And I had time at that time. Any comments or petitions?
Yes, this is Grace for the SAC.
Okay, Grace, go ahead.
That, I believe that the secretary of the finance committee has done all the minutes on a timely basis. Let me just check with my husband for 1 second. He's on that committee. Ken?
Okay.
I'll find out for you. Sure.
No, but R. Paul sent me all the open meeting minutes. He also sent the closed meeting minutes, but he sent them encrypted. And for some reason, I was not able to unencrypt them, but I did connect him with Scott, hoping that they could work that out. I don't know if they have, or had, or did. So I know he's got all the open meeting, the open minutes.
Yeah. I think the problem is going to be with, across the board, it's going to be with the closed session minutes. The open session minutes are easier to find. I'd like to make a suggestion.
Yes.
First of all, do we need to have the 2017 and 2018 minutes, and of course all the minutes for 2019 as the meetings occur, but do we need that, those 2 years, or do we need years further back?
I think we only need those years right now, but when Scott comes on, we can ask him to confirm that.
Okay. I would suggest, since we have minutes that were never never sent to the LSBs or this committee or the PNB at all, and in particular closed session minutes, I think we should propose from this audit committee that the PNB approve a certain amount of money to hire a secretary to recreate those minutes if we can't find them from the audio files.
George has also said that, you know, we shouldn't, like, kill ourselves for this. I don't know if he meant more for the 2018 minutes because it's, you know, history by now, or if we should make, you know, and we should make a greater effort for 2018, or if he feels the same about both of them. So let's ask about that too.
Okay.
Between
the
two.
When he gets on the call.
Yeah.
Paulina to the staff, when I have a little question.
Paulina, please go ahead.
To Grace's point, is there audio available for the closed sessions of this committee? I didn't think that it was being recorded when we're in closed session, so I don't know how we could recreate a minute if there's no recording available.
Right, good
there
point.
Usually is recording. There is recording, usually.
Oh, okay. Who would have those? Where would they be?
Otis.
You didn't ask Otis.
Most likely.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's helpful. Okay. Let me see. Is anybody logged on yet? Anybody new? Nope. They're not here yet. Okay. Well, we've run out of things to talk about before the
this is great.
That's the next meeting.
Good. We could do that, too. Okay.
This is Grace. Can I be recognized?
Yes. Do I have a seat? Yes.
I would like to suggest, since local station board minutes are also needed, I saw on the list of things that hadn't been received yet. I don't know how many local station boards have not submitted their minutes, but I would like to suggest that one of us from each of the five stations take on the responsibility of gathering those minutes from people's respective LSBs.
Okay. Selena,
I can volunteer for Kay. Is it only the meetings for the audit committee, or is it also the LSB meetings?
Yeah,
for KPFK, with all due respect, I think Jamie and I have, since you have only been on the local station board at KPFK for a short time, I think that Jamie and I, who have been on for a number of years, would more easily gather those minutes together. And I would certainly be willing to do that. And Jamie maybe even would be able to do it more quickly.
Great. Perfect.
I have the minutes for the past 2 years at least, for 2017 and 2018. 2016 should all be posted on KPFTX.
Okay. I am going to – let's also check with George – not George, Scott, about that. Does he really want to read, you know, five or six stations worth of LSB meeting notes? But I don't remember if he needs these or not. So we will ask him about which minutes, how much effort we need to put into recreating minutes we don't have, and if they need LSB minutes. All right.
This is Carol. May I?
Yes, Carol, go ahead.
If he wants the minutes for A, I'll pull them together. We're talking 2017 and 2018. Is that what we're talking about?
I believe so, because he's working on 2017, but hopes to get moved forward on 2018 as soon as possible.
Right. Okay. If they want them. I think it might be a good idea to get them anyway because of CTV requirements. I don't know if they have minute requirements. I don't know if they have minute requirements or just open meetings.
This is great.
They may.
This is great.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
No, I agree with Carol. We definitely need the minutes. Closed and open session minutes for the PNB at the very least, for the CPB and for our own legal reference. This can never be challenged by. So we need to, for at least for the past 2 years, 2017 and 18, any minutes that we don't have that were never originally created for the PNB, there are some missing minutes. And they need to be created from scratch. And I think the most efficient way to do that is to pay somebody to do that for the open and closed minutes. And I think either we need to write a motion to allocate funds for that and make somebody a point person for that project. But we do need to have minutes for every single meeting, of at least for the Pacifica National Board.
Well, I have two questions, I guess. One would be, where can we file these things where they won't get lost? I kind of halfway asked Otis once, and the answer he gave me wasn't very clear, but doesn't he have a server there somewhere that could be the repository for at least the PNB and the National Committee notes, certainly Finance and Audit Committees, the ones that auditors really care about. the most.
The problem is the problem.
Know anything about this? Uh huh.
The problem is not so much the meetings, the minutes getting lost. The problem is that some of the minutes for meetings were never taken or were never submitted. So nobody ever received any minutes for certain meetings.
Okay. Well, that is a different problem. Sure. Who can
think
about
problem?
Is there anybody who would be able to at least list out what meetings we do and don't have notes for?
I'll do that.
Okay, Carol will.
So I'm going to do it for, I will do it for the audit committee and for 2018 PNB. I can see what's on T for 2017 PNB, but I was not on the PNB then, so I didn't get 2 minutes.
I got one of those compacted files from Aki Tanaka of the closed and open session meetings for most of 2017. So I can
for which? For the PNB? For which, Grace?
For the PNB.
Okay. Oh, great.
I may have all of the audit committee meetings minutes also.
Why don't Grace and I put together a list of what we've got for next meeting and see if we can track down between now and next meeting anything else?
Okay. Great.
Good idea.
Okay, Grace?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And I will make sure that you both have access to the folders or directories where I've stashed a bunch of minutes that I have, so you don't duplicate. Okay?
Thank you.
Paulina, I have a question.
Go ahead, Paulina.
Question about privileged information. From what I understand, closed meetings are closed for a reason, so only PNB members are supposed to have access to that. Is that correct? If somebody can confirm. And if that is so, I'm wondering about sharing privilege. So if we create a folder that's accessible to everybody, such as myself, non-PNB member, I wonder if that would be in breach, in violation of some rules, if anybody can speak to that.
Yeah. I understand the ones that I have are for the audit committee and the finance committee, so I don't have those. So Carol and Grace are currently both members of the PNB. I'm not sure how to handle the closed sessions in terms of when and how and where all these files are stored, but I don't think we can figure that out. Somebody else needs to figure that out. Somebody like Otis.
James for the stack.
James, go ahead.
Just a question, I guess, kind of following up on Eileen, what you were saying before is to where these things are located, and a comment that you made or someone made about these things should be available for legal matters going forward and also obviously for the audits. It seems like a disaster for an organization like ours not to have a central location where minutes are permanently stored for future reference. And while I agree that may be beyond the scope of our committee, perhaps as part of our committee we could make a motion to the board that they do something to sort that out.
I talked about this a little with Maxie, and he totally agreed with that idea, by the way. Anyway, can you write a motion for that? I think, I don't know, if we would all support that.
I'm not even suggesting we should do it now. I'm just suggesting that we should possibly consider doing it. And I just want to ask the question. Apparently there is no central repository. I was looking for minutes of WBAI, LSBs, and CAB meetings, and there doesn't seem to be a place where they're located.
Right, which I agree with you. I think it's crazy, you know. Yeah, I think, you know, if the PNB had a secretary, it seems like that would be a good person for maintaining the organization's files in that sense, and then handing off to the secretary, but I don't know if that would work. Yeah.
Should we inquire first? I mean, it could be that there is a place where some of these things are, but we may be unaware of it. But I doubt with Grace and some others here, Carol, who've been around a long time, they would maybe know that.
I don't know. Speak up if you do know something. Anyone?
Paulina, to the session.
Go ahead, Paulina.
So there is a place, and that is the KPFTX. That is the place where the meeting secretary is supposed to post the open session meetings for each board and committee. That may not be the case. You know, some meetings may be missing minutes. But as far as closed session meetings, I would still echo James's question and ask either Grace or Carol to comment as to the procedure about keeping closed session meetings, minutes, and how that is done. Thank you.
Right. Okay. I see that Scott has joined us. Hello, Scott.
Hello, how are you?
Welcome to our meeting. Is Sandeep going to join us?
No, Sandeep has some out-of-town family visiting, and given that we weren't entirely 100% sure if the meeting was on, I told him I would cover it.
Ah, okay.
So he'll probably join us for a future call.
Okay, I think you are our only guest tonight, so, you know, thank you for coming. And
sure.
We've pretty much gotten through almost all our other business for tonight while waiting. So we're going to backtrack and just, you know, go to whatever you have to tell us about the audit.
All right. And, we started field work 2 weeks ago. I went ahead and made the decision to start, even though we probably at that time only had about half of the things that we originally requested. I wanted to take advantage of the staff availability and thought that it would probably be a good idea to go ahead and start going through the items that we had, knowing that they would probably generate additional questions. So at this point, we've gone through, I think, everything that we've been provided. I sent out an update to the request list. This is the original request list from late August, and just kind of updated it for the things that have been provided in the last couple of weeks. I will admit things have been very slow as far as new items related to that list. George with NIDA sent a few things late last week or over the weekend related to cash, quite a few, I think, statements and pieces that he had been maybe working with. We still have things open with cash. We also, I had probably a two-hour phone call with Wandrin on Friday evening, and so I think she was expressing some concern that things that were showing up on our request list were things that she had provided. I think as we were talking, they were things that she had provided to NIDA. And then I assume that NIDA has been kind of working through those to either kind of feel comfortable that they were complete and accurate and so forth. And I think most of these were things that she had reached out to the stations herself and they had provided directly to Wandrin. So there were a few things, quite a few things, actually, that she went ahead and forwarded to us, which I think was helpful. And then I think, as I mentioned today, I sent an updated PBC list just kind of reflecting those items that we've received. I also had my staff go through and kind of by audit area compile open questions. So these are separate from the original request list. These are questions as we've kind of gone through what we've gone ahead and started analyzing, and just they've generated additional questions. At this point, we're scheduled to work this week on the job, and we're just kind of continuing to go through things as we receive them. Unfortunately, I think we've got enough open items in just about every audit area that we're not really at a point, and I don't mean to sound pessimistic, but I doubt seriously that we will be at a point by the end of this week to kind of be able to conclude on anything in those areas. So I guess the good news is we've made some progress. The bad news is we've kind of hit kind of a little bit of a stall in terms of where we are and what we've been able to get. I know Eileen knows this. I think Nita is going to be visiting the D.C. station later this week. So we're going to meet at the station, meet some of the folks at the station, and then kind of have like a meeting afterwards with George just to kind of go through some of these things in a little bit, you know, face to face. And hopefully maybe that'll kind of unclog the dam, so to speak, in terms of the information to come to us. So that's kind of where we are with the audit at this point.
Carol for the stack.
Paulina for the stack, please.
Okay, Carol, then Paulina.
Hi, thanks for being on the call tonight on this holiday. I'm wondering, you talked about contacts with Wandrin, and also that you're going to see George at in D.C. at the end of this week. Are you talking much to George directly, or are you mostly talking to Wandrin? And how's the what's the communication grid? I guess is the question.
So to be very candid, I hope I'm not speaking out of turn here, but I think that my impression all along has been one of the things that has been kind of unclear to me is how Nita has divided up our requests between the ones that they're responsible for and the ones that Wandrin is responsible for. And we have I think Nita and Pacifica being typically Maxi and Wandrin, have had weekly calls on probably they've been going on maybe since October. And I think we started participating in those calls maybe in like mid-November. And their internal status calls. And so one of the things that's maybe bothered me in the last month or so is we have these calls. People commit to giving some things, but they're not very specific about what they're giving. It's just kind of like, oh, yeah, we can send some stuff. And then days go by and nothing is sent. And so I found myself probably in the last week and a half, a little bit frustrated because, you know, as an auditor, I'm typically the one who's kind of chasing after people for what they owe us. And I really just didn't have a clear idea, like I was saying, how they divided things up. So I didn't really want to chase after Wandrin for something and then be chasing my circle, you know, where she says it's Nita and then Nita says it's Wandrin. So I kind of reached out to them individually and asked for them to kind of let me have an idea of what areas they're responsible for versus the other party. And so I think very much to Wandrin's credit, she reached out. I think George was doing some traveling, so I'm not sure if the email, you know, he kind of committed to respond, but I haven't gotten the same information from him. So part of it was I just kind of felt like it was on me to sort of talk to them separately, compare notes, see if they were even on the same page. But I think that, like I said, to Wandrin's credit, I think she reached out. We had a good conversation. I think I had a better sense of things from at least her perspective. And so I think one of the things that came out of that is that, you know, I think she felt like her hands were a little bit tied and that she wasn't supposed to be communicating directly with me, but Nita was trying to sort of coordinate all of that. which I think was kind of one of the things that they had said very early on. But, you know, at this stage of the game, I just kind of told Wandering to send me stuff and, you know, kind of, you know, bypass the protocol if that's the case, because I do feel like what's happening right now is that, and I've said this all along, I think that, you know, NIDA's role and all the different things that they're doing for the organization, I think one of the things that they're being pretty diligent about is they're really trying to, if you will, pre-audit the information that's provided to them before they send it to me. And, you know, I'm sure part of that is that they want to prove and show that they're doing what they were hired to do. And obviously it looks good to say, oh, you know, everything we provided Scott and Rogers and company, that there was no audit adjustments that came out of that. But I do think right now we're definitely maybe even a little past the point where we really have to be a little bit practical with, you know, the time that's involved with them doing that versus, you know, being able to go ahead and start sending us stuff so that we can apply our audit procedures. So it's a little bit of a, maybe a cost benefit, if you will, in terms of the cost being the time and the benefit, you know, are we really going to end up chasing down the same thing in the end? So, from that perspective, I think hopefully that will kind of free up some of the stuff, that Wandering feels like, you know, she's either already sent or as things come to Wandering, I think she feels like she'll be at least a little bit more comfortable sending that to me directly or sending it to me, Anita, at the same time and copying us. I think the flip of that is when I do meet with George, later this week, that's kind of a similar conversation I want to have with him and have with him directly and just kind of, you know, let him know that, you know, while I appreciate what he's doing, we are kind of running out of time. And at least on my end, you know, it's going to get more and more difficult to carve out staff time on the schedule. We tend to kind of get into our busiest time of year starting next month. And so that's a little bit of, it's not an insurmountable thing to kind of rejigger the schedule, but it's definitely something that I wanted to take as much advantage of the time that we had scheduled as possible. Mm-hmm. So,
I'd like to follow up, a little follow up on that. Is that all right, Eileen?
Sure.
yep, it's totally, I can wait because she's on staff.
I can wait.
But,
My follow-up was just, you said that there are weekly calls between you, Maxie, Wandering, and Netta. Is that right?
Correct.
And are those still going forward?
They have, although I think today, I called in today, they're at 1 o'clock Eastern time. I called in today, and, you know, I guess it's one of those things that I sort of take for granted. That not everybody is working on Martin Luther King Day. So
right.
I was on hold for about 10, 15 minutes, and then I fired off some emails. And George let me know that NIDA was actually off today, and it sounded like maybe the national office was also off today.
Yeah, I think
so,
it was, yeah. But
right.
That, they're going for it. I would just, you know, I'm not party to those calls, and I'm not you. And I just would urge you, in those calls, to be clear when everybody's on the line.
Right.
Just so, because, you know, it just, you can get, there can be, there's been a lot of back and forth and changes about NIDA's relationship to us in the last month. The contract was changed and expanded and
okay.
So on. And so it might be, you know, in that context that this is happening, and it might be that
right.
that you starting that conversation actually clarified things for helped clarify things for everybody
right.
rather than a hostile,
so,
you know.
Yeah, I don't think that things have been hostile. I mean, I think that, you know, there's definitely, I mean, obviously every office has its politics, and you can definitely tell on the calls there have been times when there's been a little bit of positioning going on. Most of the calls for the most part are kind of similar to this call, and that's one of the things that I'm, you know, the trend that I definitely want to end is mm-hmm. that, you know, like I'm calling into you guys and giving you guys an audit status update, which is great. My impression of the weekly calls that I'm having with them, at least at this stage, is more for them to tell me when things are coming and where they are in their process. And I find that a lot of the calls really kind of get down to me saying where we are, and, you know, then I kind of open it up to them. There's some discussions back and forth, but I feel like the call sort of ends and there's not really a lot of resolution. And so that's one of the things that's kind of becoming a frustrating point for me. So again, that's one of the reasons why I just decided, okay, maybe people are more comfortable just being more candid with me individually. And that's where I sent out the emails, also trying to, for my own sake, get a clearer idea of who was doing what. So I really kind of knew who to focus my efforts on.
So nobody in that call is being the person who's going down the list and saying, who's doing this and when will it be there?
No, and that, quite frankly, is, again, one of the reasons why after last week's call, I fired off all the emails I did, because we do spend a fair amount of time updating this PVC list every week, and sometimes it gets updated multiple times during the week, just to make sure that, you know, we know where, I know where things are internally so I can give direction to my team. But also we try to make sure that that list is updated and emailed out a couple of hours in advance of the call. And no, we're not, we haven't gotten to that point where we're going down the list yet.
Thank you.
So that is definitely something that would change. But, you know, I guess I kind of have a question for you. I'm not aware of what's changed in Nita's contract with Pacifica. So if it's appropriate, if you guys could give me an idea of what their role is right now and how that's changed, that might help as well.
Can we let Paulina go and then we'll come back to this?
Sure.
I second the question about the role of NETA and Pacifica within the confines of what can be shared publicly. But also, I have a couple of questions. My first one would be about the financial information being shared. The last P&L is from October 31st, 2017, if you can let us know when financial information is expected to be shared. That's one. And the other one is what you said, that Wanda had said that her hands were tied. By whom specifically? Is it by the ED? That needs to be clarified in order for this audit to proceed, right? So that Wanda knows that clear clear directives from her boss.
Right.
I know NETA is not going to be on this call, so maybe the question is not to you specifically, but maybe if you could address those with as far as you can. Thank you.
Sure. As far as the financial information is concerned, like I kind of refer back to my kind of just general status update. At this point, we have open items within every area of the audit, so we're waiting on key pieces of information. So just to kind of give a very simplistic general view of an audit, auditors make original requests. That's my PVC list that I refer to that was sent in August. And that really becomes our starting point. So we're very much handicapped by the fact that probably a good 50% of that list is still outstanding. The other items that we've received from them, typically once we get those PVC items as our starting point, we go through and we apply our audit procedures. We do our testing, our analysis. And most of the time we're able to get through those areas and conclude on those areas. And that conclusion by area basically might be everything is reasonable, everything is materially correct, we didn't find any serious problems, and we move on. Other areas we may run into may result in a conclusion that, hey, we found an audit adjustment or a potential audit adjustment, and then we as auditors start to conclude on those. So again, we haven't received half of the items that we originally requested. The items that we have received, the 50% we have received, we've been through those. They have generated quite a number of additional questions, And then that's kind of where we are waiting on things. So we haven't gotten enough information to really be able to conclude on any of the areas and be able to say, you know, cash is good and we do or don't have any audit adjustments. And similarly, just going straight down the line of your financial statement items. So I think until we get more of the information back from NIDA and from Pacifica, it's going to be hard for me to predict at this stage when we would be to that point. You know, the good news about it is once we get it, we're able to, I mean, as long as it takes for them to provide us stuff, it takes us a fraction of the time to go through and do the procedures that we have to be able to kind of, you know, hopefully bring it to a close. So that's one of the things I guess I'm kind of chomping at the bit to be able to get in and kind of finish some areas and kind of go from there. In terms of I do know, I think way back in September, Eileen was nice enough to kind of introduce me to Wandarin via email and suggested that, you know, we talk directly. We did. I did reach out to her. We did talk on the phone at that time and talked about, you know, having her send things to me directly and ask questions of me directly. And we both, I think, more or less got our hands slapped by George from NIDA, which, you know, particularly at the time, I certainly understand. He had kind of let me know that he was the point of contact for the audit and as the person who was the point of contact, you know, obviously you can't really control the process if things are circumventing you. So I kind of understood where he was at that point. And my impression from talking to Wandering, I don't think she named George's name specifically, but I think it was a very similar message that maybe had been sent throughout. And so that's where, you know, I kind of told her, quite frankly, you know, I need things. So if you can just start sending them to me, you know, if George gets upset, I'll deal with George because right now it's really holding us up on our end. And then I'm sorry.
Me to the spec for a minute here. Scott, I think if I'm not mistaken, the changes in our contract with NIDA would not affect the audit. I think it has more to do with what kind of support NIDA is going to give to each station for like ongoing bookkeeping and accounting processes and what they're going to take on for Pacifica by station or as a whole. I believe I've seen that contract, but I don't remember the details. But it has to do with that. It shouldn't have anything to do with, you know.
Okay. That sounds good. So no change in their role as far as the audit is concerned.
And Polina, for a follow-up.
I'm sorry, what was that? Who was that? Polina?
Polina, for a follow-up, if I may. Quick follow-up question.
I'm sorry, Polina, you're hard to understand. You're a little garbled.
Polina, yeah, my bad. Polina, for a follow-up question, when I can.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't think anybody else
could have been. You were mentioning that you were going to work on the audit this week, and we're hoping for more information to follow up promptly. Is there how flexible are you to work on this in the following week, given in case the information is not provided promptly?
Sure. So Pacifica is a very important audit to our firm, and it's very important to me personally. So we will accommodate Pacifica with our scheduling. It just gets to have more of a domino effect on other clients after January. So, you know, I unfortunately have done this enough years that I know we will not get enough stuff this week to not need to schedule additional time, but I'm going to be in a situation where I probably was prior to January, where I'm really going to be looking to NIDA and to Pacifica to provide enough information that when I do rearrange schedules, people have things to work on. And, you know, just to kind of give you an idea, I know maybe the committee may not remember, but when we were talking back in December, I was really kind of pushing because we were talking about possibly having the audit done by the end of January, early part of February. I qualified our ability to do that very much based on how much information we would receive and when we received it. So I sent emails and communicated to the parties involved that I had scheduled people starting January 7th and to please let me know if we would be on track to receive the remainder of our originally requested items by January 7th. And basically was saying, if you don't think it's going to be January 7th or January 14th, please let me know so that I can, you know, I can certainly free people up. It gives me a little bit more flexibility in later weeks. I got no response from anyone. And that, quite frankly, is why looking at the PVC items that we had received, I just decided that we would go ahead, start going through those items, see what we had, see the quality of what we had, and what kind of questions those things would generate. And so that's kind of where we are now, 2 weeks later. So in answer to your question, we will accommodate scheduling wise, but it's really going to take a little bit more of a commitment from the folks who owe us the open items that we have at this point to really commit to when they can provide it and to ensure that they've provided everything so that when we do make that schedule change, we're not wasting time.
Understood. And as far as the items that you have provided already, what shape are they in? Are they raising flags, or do they seem to be in order?
Well, one of the things that we sent on our open items is we do kind of like a preliminary or a very general what we call a fluctuation analysis. So we basically go through each individual account, and keep in mind we have consolidated all of the trial balances of the individual stations. So we're looking at this on a consolidated basis. But, of course, as we do, we can see, you know, the accounts by radio station. And so we're literally going through those accounts. We're looking for any unusual relationships and some large fluctuations and movements in accounts. In some cases, accounts we would expect to change that haven't. Others that maybe have changed more than we thought. One of the things that we've probably got a number, and that's normal. That's all part of a normal audit process. One of the things that I have seen is there's, I think as George has mentioned every time he's been on this call, it sounds like cash has been a big project for NIDA, going through and getting all the pieces and in some cases having to re-reconcile bank statements throughout the fiscal year. You can definitely see some anomalies in the cash accounts where you've got negative balances and things like that, which is not typically the norm and not something you might normally see for a properly reconciled bank account. So I certainly have a better understanding of maybe why cash has been a project for NIDA. Looking through some of the other ones, just thinking about it, I think one of the things, we got a lot of internal control information. We got the accounting manual, which, you know, I guess in a perfect world would be the accounting manual that everybody at all the stations are following. One of the things that NIDA also provided to us, which has been very helpful, was I guess where back in the summer they had gone and visited several of the radio stations, if not all of the radio stations, and interviewed different people to kind of get a sense of who's doing what. They've provided that for about half of the radio stations. One of our follow-up questions is, where would the other half be if you have those? As we read through those things, probably not a big surprise for the people on this call, but the internal control environment is very lacking. We definitely have a lot of situations where people are not tracking things they should be tracking. It doesn't sound like there's really adequate segregation of duties. And on top of the lack of segregation of duties, it sounds as if maybe in a lot of cases people are not having their work reviewed by someone independent of them. And I say that probably wouldn't be a surprise because I know that your prior auditor had issued quite a hefty control letter. And so, you know, given the timing of everything, I don't imagine that, you know, if that was issued in June of 18 and here we are talking about fiscal year 17, which has already ended quite a bit in advance of the issuance of the June audit, that nobody's really had an opportunity to really kind of address those items that were pointed out in that letter. So I think you're going to see a lot of the same comments that that were issued by your prior auditor are going to be issued by us as well. So one of the things that we typically do in an audit, it's a required step, is really kind of to evaluate those internal controls and to see, one, that they're adequately designed, and then, two, to see that they are actually being applied as they say they exist. And I think one of the things that we've really kind of very quickly come to the conclusion is that obviously the controls are not there and they're not being followed for the ones that you know, maybe are adequately designed, that in practice they are not being addressed. And so that's kind of where we are with the control side of things. The revenue and expenses, I will say that that is an area where we did very early on in October send out and do a sample of all revenue transactions for all the stations. We did a similar thing with all the expenses. We have some holes in those in terms of the support that was requested, but I will say very much kudos to the individual station folks. They were, I think, very responsive in providing what they had. And so we've kind of spent maybe the last 6 weeks trying to get the holes plugged and the items that we didn't have support for, kind of see where that support may be, if it still exists or did exist. And so there's still some holes in that, but I think for the most part, the support is a little spotty in some places. You know, we're not seeing anything that would make us think something fraudulent or something, you know, less than above board, but the support and some of the documentation is really a very, it needs to be a little bit more robust on a go forward basis. So we're still trying to kind of, we're close to drawing conclusions on that, and I think that we'll be able to do that probably by the end of the week, and then I can give a more definitive answer as far as that. But like I said, that is one of the areas we sampled early on, and we've probably gotten a little bit more support for that than I would have expected at this point. So, but again, some stations have better support than others, and it's just, there's not a lot of consistency that you see across the stations, which I think you guys have commented about yourselves in some of these calls that I've been on.
Which is why we hired me.
Paulina, I don't think you have the floor still. Are you? I wanted to say something here. Can I jump in?
Yeah, my apologies. I'll wait for. I'm actually done. Thank you very much for the question and for your.
Thank you. Yeah, Scott. On these Monday meetings, I'm worried, and you know, all these things that you haven't gotten from people. I guess you're getting a lot from Wondren and you're getting things from George, but do you mean that the stations aren't sending things to either of them? And, you know, in these meetings, you've got everybody there and you've got Maxie. So
right.
I'm just wondering where we should be supporting this process. Do we need to ask the PNB to get involved and to instruct Maxie or to instruct the stations, or I'm wondering where we need to be pushing, because it sounds like we need to push. Somebody needs to push.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And like I said, going, you know, not to be redundant, but again, it's been over a week that I reached out to the different parties. Because I'm at the point where if I need to start contacting the stations directly, I will. What I gathered from talking to Wondren is it sounds like a lot of the requests that she's made to the stations have sent to Wondren. And then Wondren, I guess from direction from Nita, has forwarded those things to Nita. And I can only suppose that Nita is trying to look at those, scrub those, make sure that they're complete and accurate. Before they come to me. So I think from my perspective, if what Wondren is telling me is correct, and I don't have a real sense as to how much of what seems to be open would fall under that category, But if what she's saying is correct, then that's where I really want to have a good face-to-face with George and say, hey, listen, you need to start funneling this stuff to me. And even if it isn't gone through all of your scrubbing process that you want to go through, you really need to forward it on to me. And so, but that's the part that I really haven't had an opportunity to get a direct response from him since I sent out emails last week.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, you had explained that earlier. I didn't realize. I thought
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's all interwoven. My impression from the calls, Maxie seems like he is in a support role. I think he definitely, I definitely get the impression that he is supporting Laundren and her efforts and Nita and their efforts. But I mean, I think most of the list of things that we're looking for are really kind of been delegated to Nita and Laundren. So I think he's just more of like, who do I need to put some pressure on? But so he seems like he's kind of more listening in these calls and, you know, it doing the same thing you guys are doing. You know, who do I need to talk to? Who do I need to help? And then it just sort of seems to spiral down to a level of minutia that doesn't really kind of come out with a clear picture, or the result seems to be that, you know, we're working on this and we need more time. So,
yeah.
But nobody, and maybe that's one of the things that I really just need to get from George is, what is your anticipated timeline? And that's something that I've been asking for quite some time, but I really do not have a clear picture from him as to what that is. And maybe he's not able to give that for a variety of reasons because of where he is in his process.
Okay. Paulina, did you want
to...
Sorry, Scott. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, I hope that nobody takes this as any kind of negative slant on anybody that we're talking about. I think that one of the things when I am looking at the stuff that I've been able to look at, I really do get a sense of the magnitude of how many different areas of the accounting function have really kind of fallen off the rails in the last couple of years. So it's, I can only imagine for both Wander and Maxie, the folks at NIDA, that, you know, you're trying to kind of investigate and get pieces of the puzzle of things that occurred nearly a year and a half ago. And then at the same time, I know in Wander's case, she's dealing with current day-to-day stuff. My understanding was that she's like, I think she told me she was the only person at National that really handles accounting at this point. So that's, I have an appreciation that that's a lot of stuff for one person to handle. And then I kind of gathered, and it sounds like maybe you alluded to it with the contract change, that I know from conversations with Nita very early on that, you know, part of their role was to, you know, transition the accounting to them, or it sounded like that was the role or where it was headed. It sounded like they were also trying to kind of help implement or devise and implement some policies and procedures that are provide some uniformity across the station. So I don't want my comments to sound like I'm, you know, criticizing, because I do have a real appreciation for all that everybody's dealing with. But, you know, I feel like we probably have a little bit of a little log jam that we just need to kind of get some of this stuff ultimately through to us so that we can kind of do what we need to do and then give you some more definitive feedback on conclusions for the audit.
Great. Thank you,
Carol, for the back.